Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you'll be able to stick with us. And we're going to talk about some things that are happening in the world today. And we'll see where the program takes us here this afternoon. But let's go ahead and get our program started with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just pray that you would bless, Lord, use us for your glory. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody today. Again, we just pray that you would help us to just lift up and glorify Christ through the things that we talk about, Lord. And again, we just pray that you would just help us to point people that are searching to Christ. They might find Christ as their Lord and Savior, and help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And use us for your glory today, we pray. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you here this afternoon, and a lot going on. I heard somebody on the radio, a caller to another program, as I was coming up here, say that he was watching As the Stomach Churns. He was talking about the farce of the impeachment hearings in Washington, D.C. right now. Do pray for the things that are going on there. In case you're wondering how much hard evidence has been delivered to show why the president should be impeached. Well, in the hearing so far, nothing, but I was privy to a classified document that showed the two main charges against President Donald Trump and the high crimes and misdemeanors, and they spelled it out exactly what the two charges are, why he needs to be impeached. Charge number one, he beat Hillary Clinton in the last presidential election in 2016. Charge number two, he's going to win re-election in 2020. That's why he has to be impeached. That's if you need to know anything about it, there it is right there. So you don't have to watch As the Stomach Churns, the circus that's going on there in Washington, D.C. right now. Well, get my tongue tied there just thinking about it. But we'll probably talk about a few things here yet and maybe touch on that. But also, a couple other things that I wanted to mention here. Just this morning, I saw a thing talking about Bolivia. And I wanted to mention this because I know a number of our people that listen, a number of our listeners in your churches, you have missionaries in various parts of the world. And the reason I mention this is because the U.S. State Department has issued a level 4 travel advisory in Bolivia. And what a level 4 travel advisory is, it means do not travel. And they're saying do not travel to Bolivia due to civil unrest. On November 12th, the State Department ordered the departure of family members and authorized the departure of non-emergency U.S. government employees due to ongoing political instability in Bolivia. Now, when this happens, of course, you know, the government has a certain number of people, employees of the State Department, other government people that are working there, oftentimes family members, and sometimes they're living, you know, out in the city or in the suburbs around some of the areas where they're at. And when they order the departure of the family members and non-emergency personnel, you know that it's a serious situation. Apparently, there's recurring demonstrations. There are strikes, roadblocks, marches in major cities across Bolivia. The roadblocks and strikes are cutting off traffic on some of the main avenues and highways between cities. In some cases, blocking airport access. And protesters in many of the major cities are intermittently occupying and blocking access to public institutions and infrastructure. That would include transportation hubs, banks, post offices, even stores and different things, medical facilities and all. Some of the protests have resulted in violent confrontations, and they are trying to clamp down the Bolivian government So as a result, domestic and international flights may be delayed or canceled, and road travel in and around cities in Bolivia is being regularly impeded. And I mentioned this because, like I said, a lot of our churches, if you're thinking about in the independent fundamental Baptist movement, we tend to have missionaries who come to our church. Southern Baptists, for instance, they'll have the Cooperative Fund and now the Southern Baptist Mission Board and all that, and missionaries with Southern Baptist Convention, they draw their support and everything out of that sort of thing. And so the local churches don't see the missionaries as much, but a number of people who are listening go to a independent Baptist church where you have missionaries who come and visit your churches. Our church currently does not have anybody in Bolivia. I've known of some missionaries in the past who were working in Bolivia. I personally do not know any missionaries who are in Bolivia right now, but if you or your church knows or supports some missionaries in Bolivia, this is a good time to pray for them. Because, like I said, a level 4 travel advisory urging people not to travel in Bolivia is a serious thing, something that we should not take lightly. If you want to read more about that, you can go to the State Department. I've got it on my Facebook page right now, actually, on my Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/livewithpastoral, that's facebook.com/livewithpastoral, you can find a link right there right now to the travel advisory. I also put it on our church Facebook account, so if you're following that as well. But again, pass that on to folks at in your prayer chain and at your churches and on Sunday. Just wanted to mention that. Get people praying for missionaries that are there. Oftentimes the missionaries will stay, and sometimes they're not as aware if they're out in some of the more remote areas of a country and they don't know as much. This is one reason my wife and I were missionaries in the Samoan Islands. We planned a church in the U.S. territory of American Samoa, and having come out of the Air Force and gone into missions work, you know, the Bible says go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're supposed to go out with the gospel and plant churches, reach people and see people come to Christ and see people saved, and then plant churches. That's what we're called to do as believers. And I always told other missionaries that I interacted with, first thing you ought to do when you get in country is you ought to register with the U.S. Embassy or the U.S. Consulate so that they can keep you apprised of things like this. And part of that was because of what I did in the Air Force. I saw too many things happening because of the time in the 1980s. I was routinely seeing reports on terrorist activity and various things that were happening primarily in Europe and the Mediterranean region at the time, but also elsewhere in the world. And so, I was told people you should register with the consulate or the embassy. Let them know where you're at, what you're doing. And I would advise that still today to missionaries, and a lot of people go on short-term mission trips. And if you or your church is contemplating a short-term mission trip, that's something you ought to always do, is check with the State Department what travel advisories are currently going on in a particular area. And it's a safety thing, but it's also a common sense thing. They know what's happening, and if something happens and they can alert you, especially people who are outside of the main cities, it's good to have somebody who can alert you and that you can know that something's going on, because now a lot of times missionaries elect to wait things out, and I've known some stories of those who have have. Other times, because of the seriousness of the situation, they either evacuate back to the United States or over into a country, a neighboring country where things might be safer for a time. And so it's something that concerns me because a lot of times pastors, missionaries, mission agencies, I just don't think are as concerned about these things as they should be. So do pray if you know anybody that's in Bolivia right now, and certainly pray for the country there. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and you can find us online, like I said, on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can also look us up at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go to our YouTube channel for Live with Pastor Al, you can find us there as well. We are currently broadcasting live on YouTube, and you just go to YouTube and search for Live with Pastor Al. That should bring us up, or you can go to my Facebook page or even our regular web page and link over to our YouTube broadcast. So we'd love to have you there. All right. Well, having said all of that, that was something I hadn't really planned on talking about as much, but I did think that was important. And when we think about those things, it does kind of tie in to something else here, and kind of tie this in a little bit with what's happening in the impeachment hearings and some other things that are happening in Washington, D.C., and even in other parts of the world, but concentrate a little bit more here at home. You know, we've got things that are going on there right now that... You know, hearsay, you know, I remember it was Jordan, I think it was talking about, he said, you know, so you're telling me that you heard somebody say that you said that they said that he said that she said that I heard it from. And, you know, this is ridiculous. And there's more to it, though, than just this attempt to discredit President Trump and drive him out of office. You know, we have video evidence, for instance, that a sitting Vice President, Joe Biden, actually blackmailed the Ukrainian government to get them to get rid of a prosecutor that was investigating the company that his son was getting millions of dollars from. And it's on tape. I'm not going to go into it all, but he was bragging before that. I think it was the Council on Foreign Relations he was at. And you can Google it. You can see it. It's all over the internet. But here's the thing. It just recently came out, some documents out of the Ukrainian General Prosecutor's Office reveal millions of dollars funneled to Hunter Biden, that's Joe Biden's son, and the John Kerry family. Why the John Kerry family? Well, that's because his stepson was also working there, Devin Archer, I believe it is, and... You know, millions of dollars, documents that were released from the Ukrainian General Prosecutor's Office. Now, this prosecutor's office is important because the guy that was in that office who was starting to look into these things during the Obama administration, guess who blackmailed them and said, if you don't fire that guy, the $1 billion in military aid that you're going to get, you're not getting it. And they said to Joe Biden, well, you're not the president. And he said, well, call him. And he in the video clip, he uses profanity, and he says, the guy got fired. And everybody laughed about it. They thought that was great. Now, that's badgering a foreign country to protect his son and the stepson of John Kerry and others who are profiting illegally. And I just don't have time to go into all the details here, but one of the things that's happening here with these impeachment hearings is an attempt to deflect away from some of the greatest corruption our country has ever seen, and that's what's going on with what happened between the Obama administration and the Hillary campaign, and now we're seeing it, this continual attempt. Somebody said during the 2016 election, I think it was Hillary herself, said that if they don't win, what's going to happen? And I think it was Hillary herself who said, well, we're going to jail. Well, yeah, somebody needs to go to jail. I mean, there's just so much corruption there. Like I said, don't have time to get into all that. But what I wanted to bring up here, talking about this, what are we as Christians to do about this? Do we just bury our heads in the sand and say, well, that's all the world and everything like that? No. Psalm 94:16 says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? You know, we have an obligation as Christians to stand up and let our voices be heard in face of evil. And make no mistake about it, there is evil in the world. There is greed in the world, and we need to stand up against it. Now, this is not something we need to be talking about all of the time, and I understand that, because this is not our main focus as believers to talk about politics. But it directly affects our ability to be able to do the work that we're doing. And so not everybody is going to be called into talking about these things. And I recognize I probably put a little more time into this than others. And there's no problem with that, because I do believe that God touches people in certain types of ministries, certain people, certain churches. You'll see some churches that are called into Christian education, and they'll do a lot with that. Some churches who will start and establish mission boards, some who will establish or get very involved with rescue missions, some who get very involved in other things, and it's important. But we see this goes back in the Bible, in the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles chapter 12. They're talking about the various tribes and things about them, and in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, and it says, of the child and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. And in the tribe of Issachar, we had a bunch of people that the Bible said were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And so God raised up some people among the nation of Israel to alert the others, because others were busy doing other things. I mean, the very next verse, verse 33, says, of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000 which could keep rank, and they were not of double heart. And so we had Issachar, who basically was given, if you want to put this in military terms, intelligence, and Zebulun, who was the point of the spear in terms of actual conduct of the war, experts in battle, experts in war, and with all instruments of war. And you can see how the different tribes specialized in certain areas. And we need to realize that God puts us in different ministries for different reasons. And so I certainly appreciate all the ministries that we have on the radio here. And I can't say enough good things about Pastor Lutz and his program that precedes us, and Pastor Risnacko and his program that follows us, and we complement each other. And Pastor Lutz reminds us often about the necessity of keeping our focus on Jesus and remembering that we need to reach people with the gospel. And I think Pastor Risnacko does a great job of encouraging Christians in our walk with you, and hopefully, coming in between the two of them, I can help alert a little bit to what's happening in the world, what we need to know about. And after all, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, God said, I sought for a man among them that they should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy, but I found none. And so we need people who are willing to stand in whatever ministry, whatever capacity God places us. So pray for what's happening in our country. Pray for the truth to come out during these hearings in Washington, D.C. Pray for our president, and certainly pray. We know that according to the Bible, any thing that we see happening is only going to be temporary. We know that there's coming a time when God's going to catch his people, the believers, out of the world. We call that the rapture, the catching away the believers. And we'll be caught up to heaven, and then the man of sin comes to power, the Antichrist, and he'll rule over this world during the seven-year period. And it's going to be a terrible time where Jesus himself said if the time were not shortened, there would be no life left on the earth. And then Jesus is going to come and usher in the millennial kingdom, an age of peace. And there's still going to be trouble in the world because of man's sin nature. But we'll talk about some of those things in other programs. But we do have a caller calling in here today, and we have John calling in. John, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm not a Trump supporter, or I was not a Trump supporter during the last election.
Mm-hmm.
But even I can clearly see that this is nothing but a witch hunt.
Oh, absolutely.
As far against the president. The news has been on this man's back from before he even took office.
Mm-hmm.
They were on him. I guess my question is, I have no doubt in my mind the president will not be impeached.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Because, I mean, this is nothing but hearsay. I mean, he said, she said, they said that they told me this. I guess my question is, what legal action does the president have after this is all said and done, if any?
You know that. Yeah, that is a good question. Now, if they vote for impeachment, and there's still doubt that they'll actually vote for that, because a lot of the Democrat representatives, they've got to face an election next year. And they're in either red districts or at least purple districts, and they really don't want to be on the record as voting for impeachment. And let me back up real quick here. Even if the House votes for impeachment, that does not take the president out of office. A lot of people confuse impeachment with the removal of the president from office. What impeachment would do is send it to the Senate, and then the Senate would actually convene an actual trial. I believe the Chief Justice, it would be Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court, would oversee it. And the Senate would be able to call witnesses. The president have a legal team that can call witnesses, and they could delve into a lot of things that the Democrats really don't want out there. That's why they've worked under the cover of darkness. You know, the Bible talks about men love darkness because their deeds are evil. You know, you look at how the Democrats have done all these things, and they not even let the Republicans on the Intelligence Committee be privy to some of the things that they did. They love darkness. Their deeds are evil. But let's say that all this goes through, well, the process and everything, and one of these days, President Trump is going to be, barring the Lord's return, of course, he's going to be Private Citizen Trump. And if that's the case, I wonder if he has the opportunity. It's hard for a public figure to sue for slander or libel or something like that. It really is. But I wonder if, as a private citizen, without the constraints of being president, if it might not be possible for him to seek some kind of legal retribution against some of these people, single some of these people out. But certainly, we're waiting for some of the investigations to come through. We've got the Inspector General's report coming through. We've got the other one coming through that is now in a criminal investigation. All of this, like I said, this whole impeachment fiasco is an effort to deflect away from this huge crisis that we have going on, how the Obama administration and the Hillary campaign in the last election co-opted our nation's intelligence apparatus, and also elements of the State Department, apparently, all in an effort to subvert the Constitution of the United States of America. If that's not something that needs to be looked at, I don't know what is. But
I think the thing that makes me the most mad, more than anything, is that the committee thinks that the American people are stupid enough to fall for this travesty and this farce that's going on right now.
Well, and the
like I said,
idea
I'm with the Trump
Well, I was going to say the idea that this former ambassador to the Ukraine can sit there with a straight face trying to imply that President Trump did not have the right to recall her. The president of the United States can recall any ambassador at any time for any reason. It's in the Constitution. It's absolutely within his right to do it. The State Department, the Secretary of State, and the ambassadors and the State Department bureaucracy do not make the foreign policy of this country. The president does. He's the chief foreign policy guy under the Constitution, and they're supposed to do his bidding. But John, I want to thank you for calling that. I want to tell people, don't get discouraged. We need to look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. We've got things better than this world to look forward to. We've got a new world. We're looking forward to Christ taking us away. And of course, we need to know Christ as our Savior. Let me encourage you, read your Bible. Trust Christ as your Savior if you haven't already. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.